Today's share in the Dear Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Dalid Omud Beis. And we are beginning a brand new Simon today, Simon Shin Yud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And this will deal with the halachos of Muktzah in terms of Dinei Meis, the Shabbos, and if a person passes away on Shabbos, and also other inyanim of Tiltul Min Atzad, what are you supposed to do in terms of moving the body or other types of Muktzah. The Mechaber starts off with Sif Aleph. Meis shemutal b'makom shiyare olav b'pnei hadleika. Nebuch, a person passes away, and he's lying in a place where, on Shabbos, this is, the fire may come there. It is a concern that the meis will get burned, rachmana litzlan. So, the Mechaber tells us, im yesh kikar, if you have a loaf of bread, or you have a baby, o tinok, that you can place either on or near the meis, on the mita that the meis is on the bed, or the kat, the bier that the meis is on, and then you'll be able to move both the meis with the kikar, the meis with the tinok, then mitaltalo ayideim, then you are allowed to go and move the meis in this fashion. However, vim ein lo kikar o tinok, you don't have either of those two things available, so then, the Mechaber tells us, im yesh lo shtei mitos, if you have two beds, so then the way you can move the mace would be metaltelo ayidei shiavchenu mimita lemita. You can move the mace by transferring him from one bed to the other, and in this way you'll move the mace from the place where he's in danger of getting rachmana litzlan burnt by the fire to a place where it would be safe and the mace will not be burnt. In this way, you'd be allowed to move the meis, yavchenu mimita lemita, because this is called to have a tiltul min hatzad. This is an indirect movement of the meis. Now, let's understand this a little bit better by reading the Mishneh Berurah. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Aleph. The Mishneh Berurah tells us, v'hu adin, the same halacha applies, sha'ar chefetz shemutu l'taltel. You could put anything other than a kikor and a tinok that is permissible for you to move and carry in the place over here of the meis. Why do the rabbis insist that you put something over there, as we'll see later on, that if you don't have a choice, you are allowed to move it even without them? They didn't permit you to go and just move the mace outright, as we will conclude ultimately that if you don't have any other choice, you can. Because as much as you can do it in a permissible fashion, so even though you might be permitted to do it in a direct fashion, if you can do it via using a dove or heter instead of relying upon this unnecessary kula, so then it's odif, it's better to do it in a way that doesn't rely upon this leniency if you don't have to. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Beis. The Chafetz Chaim writes, V'hainu sheminiach olav o etzlo, umetaltelo imo. What we mean over here is that you put the kikar or the tinok, the permissible item, either on the mace or next to the mace, and now you can move the mace with the kikar or tinok on him or near him. V'lo minkar kokach tiltul hamukta, and it therefore doesn't look so much so to an observer that you're moving the mukta. Av shagam hamace hu mukta, even though the mace himself, of course, is mukta, mimneishim etalto shneim kecha, because you're also moving the child, you're also moving over here the kikar. V'lo itiru ayde eitzazu, the kikar or tinok, el lemeis bovad, mipnei bizoyin hameis. Now this whole heter over here is not for anything else. You can't say, hey, I have a mukta item that I want to move. I have a block of wood or a rock over here. I'll just put a piece of bread on it and all of a sudden I can move it. The rabbis only permitted this type of a leniency over here with the kikar or tinok only for a mace. And that the reasoning is because mipnei bizoyin hameis, because this was a terrible bizoyin to the mace. If a rachman son, it would be burnt over here, it would be destroyed or disfigured in some way. So therefore, rabbis gave you this leniency over here. Avol b'shantar muktzah. They didn't allow this leniency in any other area of muktzah. Ke'evin, chayotim, is there to move a rock or anything like that. Ukamo shekosov l'kamen b'sif hei. As we will learn in Mitzvah Hashem, in this simen in sif hei. Dishu foot number one brings down over here, and it's pointed out really from the Ber Heitev over here in Sif Aleph, so we'll see it in the Ber Heitev, where the Ber Heitev writes, Masha noagin she'in metaltelin esameis, kim al yidei kikar otinuk shiyeh shomi b'od yom. The Ber Heitev is bringing a minhag that people had, that they only relied upon this leniency of putting the kikar or the tinok on it if the kikar or the tinok was placed on the mace, if the mace had passed away on Erev Shabbos, and this kikar or tinok was on the mace already, Bein HaShmashos, before Shabbos started. Only in that situation do they allow this leniency. So the Ber Heitev says, Ein lahem al mash yismachu. There is absolutely no basis for this. And he brings this down in the name of the Ber Esek, and as well the Tshuvas Devar Shmuel, that this is a unnecessary chumra over here. And even if the kikar or tinok was placed on the mace on Shabbos, one can take advantage of the Mechaber's leniency over here. The issue footnote 2 brings down from the Gesher Achayim that it's preferable to place the kikar or tinok next to the mace and not on top of the mace, because if you can do this, that's because of kavod mace as well. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel writes that you are not allowed to move the mace over here without the kikar or tinok, and it's preferable to go and tilt the mace from one bed to another bed and move the mace in that way, because that's tiltum and atzad. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, afal gav the tiltum and atzad. Normally we say the tiltum atzad, gam kein shmei tiltul, is also called tiltul, even though it's indirect, it's still called tiltul, kishemetaltalo litzorach davar amuktzah. If you're doing it solely for the purpose of the muktzah item, so then even though you're doing it indirectly, you shouldn't do this. Kamosha kosev sivches, as we'll learn in Yetz Hashem, in sivches. Nevertheless, over here, it is permitted, mikol makom, bidleika hitiru, because there's a concern for a fire here that would come to burn the mace, so therefore the rabbis permitted it over here. Mitam da odom bol ameis. So a person obviously is going to be very concerned about his relative nevuch that was niftor or nifteres. Vilo sharis lay, osil chabuya. And if you don't allow him to move the mace in a way that is somewhat permissible, albeit maybe over a rabbinical prohibition, then Rachmanu Litzlan, the person may come to put out the fire, which would involve an issa d'oraisa potentially. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Ula inyan tiltul hamito achar shesile kameis mimena. And what about moving the bed after the mace has been removed from the bed? You did this in a way that we allow you to, and now you have the bed without the mace on it. So is this a basis l'dover osur still or not? So this is totally bizarre. That depends on the following. If the person was still alive during the Bein HaShemashos time, and he opened the Nebuch was Nifter on Shabbos, and Nifteres on Shabbos, then everybody would agree you can move the bed, after the mace has been removed from the Mita, because the Lo Nas is Bosos LeMace, because it never was a Bosos LeMace, because it wasn't there during the Bein HaShemashos. The person wasn't dead, Nebuch, during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. Given the Lo Iskatsoi Bein HaShemashos, since it wasn't made Mukta during the Bein HaShemashos, so therefore you can move this Mita after the mace has been removed from it. However, he says, ach, it may spare of Shabbos, but if the person Nebuch had already passed away on Erev Shabbos, so then this is a machlokis over here. Harosh Oser, Oser, the Rosh says that you cannot move this mita even after the mace has been removed from it, because of the principle of migui diskatsoi ben eshmashos, it's katsoi de kula yoma, and vamor, the balamor, is mater. Rizrachia Levi says over here that it is permissible because the mace is no longer on the bed. However, if it was your intention originally, in the situation where the mace Nebuch passed away before Shabbos, and you said, okay, this is a great place for us to leave this mace here, it's 10 minutes before Shabbos, we'll leave the mace over here all of Shabbos, and then, or then somehow the mace was removed from this bed, then this is a classical case of migudis katsoi, and therefore lekuliyama, even according to the Rosh, who was Mekel, Nasis, in this situation, Amita Bosis, Dover Osir, the Osir Litaltala, and you wouldn't be allowed to move it. This is brought down in the name of Tosefis Shabbos. Now we continue in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Vim ein lo, lo ze, velo ze. If a person has neither a kikar or a tinok, or he doesn't have another bed that you can transfer the mace in any of the ways that we just said in the Mechaber that were preferable, Nitaltalo tiltul gomer. Then you are allowed to move the mace, even an actual tiltul of the mace. Again, the rationale here being that Kavod HaBrios, if there's a need to move the mace over here, that need will negate the Issa Derabbanon. Kavod HaBrios is pushing aside the Derabbanon prohibition of Muktzah. And if you don't have any of the ways, the kikar, the tinok, or metaltan ayidei she'avchenu mita lemita, if those aren't available, so then the bottom line is Kavod HaBrios is doche muktzah, and therefore metaltalo tiltu gomer. Now, Mechaber continues and he writes, because there, where we allow this, is ba'oso rishus, that's to move it from one place over here in this yard where there's a concern of the deleika to another place within the same rishus. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, mashma mizeh, we see from over here, the l'rishus acher also lahotzi b'chol gavne. According to the stam understanding over here of the Mechaber, you would not be allowed to move it to another rishus under any circumstance. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, aval harbi achronim hiskimu da'afil l'rishus acheres. However, many achronim, and one can see this in greater detail in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maslow v'chozeh ba'oso rishus, all of these achronim say that you can even move it to another rishus. Shelo irvuim zeh, that wasn't connected to this rishus, so there's no eruv around it, so you're over the yisad rabbanon of carrying from one rishus ayachad to another rishus ayachad. Or even ola karmelis, which also mid araisa is not a rishus arabim, and therefore it's only also to carry within a karmelis. Shari lahotzi mipnei bizoyan ames. Again, the rabbis would permit you to do this over here because of kavod abrios, the bizoyan of the mace over here, if it's left where it is, and therefore you would be allowed to move this when you're going kavod abrios can negate yisad rabbanon. And should you in this situation preferably use the kikar and tinok if it is available, then that's talya b'shtei deos havavur b'siv beis. That's going to depend upon a machlokas that we'll have in siv beis. That will essentially revolve around, is it preferable to minimize the amount of issur that you're doing by carrying the tinok and the kikar? You're adding actually to the issur of carrying, so is it preferable not to take that advantage and therefore carry the mace directly, but at least you're not carrying the tinok and the kikar from one rishus to another rishus. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, V'yesh me'achronim shekosu digam dasa mechaber kein. There are some that suggest that that's even the opinion of the mechaber to allow you to go and move it from one rishus to another rishus. Either, why did he say, U'ma shekosa bi'osu rishus, rotzo lomar? The fact that the mechaber seemed to say it's only that rishus, you can carry to another rishus, and if that's not what he means, then why did he write it? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, rotzo lomar, the mechaber is telling us over here, D'ma shekosavnu milso de psika, de tzorech lechachila kikorotino, kudavko bi'osu rishus. That which we said that you have to put a kikar or tinok there if you have it, that is only stated as a definitive statement only from one rishus within the same rishus, but not to move it to another rishus. Avo kishimotziel rishus acher, but if you're going to remove it to another rishus, for example, kagon shadleika hu b'chol achotzer, the deleika is unfortunately going to come into the entire area over here, in the entire chotzer. V'huchrach lotzi mishamin, you're going to have to remove the mace from that entire chotzer. Then oz lav milso de psiko. Then it's not so clear that we all agree that you should still use the kikar and the tinok. The yeshomim da adarabba. There are those that say, as I've already pointed out, that it's actually preferable the tov lahotzio below kikar v'tinok. In that situation, do not put the kikar of the tinok on the mace. Kedei lemayit b'yisotzo, because this way you're carrying less. You're just carrying the mace as opposed to now carrying the mace along with the kikar and the tinok. And this will be explained further in tomorrow's shir kimavur b'siv beis. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Mace hamutu b'chama, if you have a mace that is lying in the sun, and it will obviously begin to decay in the sun. So, metaltlo mechama letzel, you're allowed to move the mace from the sun area to a shady area, it won't decompose so fast, but also rishus, within that same rishus, ayide kikar or tinok. That's also a reason to use the methodology that we've already mentioned, to put a kikar or tinok on it, and to be metaltel the mace in that fashion. However, if you do not have a kikar tinok here, the halacha is different. V'im ein lo kikar tinok here, in this situation where you're just doing it to prevent the mace deteriorating a little bit from the sun and pushing it into the shade, so then if you don't have the kikar tinok methodology, lo yitaltelenu klal, then you're not allowed to move the mace. Afilu l'hovcho mimita l'mita, and even if you're going to shift the mace from one bed to another bed and move him in that fashion, it's not allowed. Because this is tiltu menatzad, shmei tiltu. This is what we talked about. You're moving the mace over here for the purpose of the mace, so even though it's tiltu menatzad, you're not allowed to move a mukta item for itself, even via tiltu menatzad. And here, it's not as essential to go and do this as it was from the deleika, where a person is so bohol al meso, he's going to be so concerned for the covet of his mace that he's going to end up doing a daraisa. Here, there is no such concern, and therefore it's not allowed. And the Ramah tells us, ayin lekamen mesiv zeh, siv vav, maita kante. What you should do, as a suggestion, will be brought down over there in siv vav. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kot and Hay tells us, "My risha dayin lo hisriach ela shechoshesh pen yasriach." Here we're talking about where the base has not started to actually decay, and there's just a concern that he will decay. Ulekach hichmir hamachaber, and that's why the mechaber is so strict over here, because the dafko be also rishus mutalotzi. You can only move it within that same rishus. And this is going according with his reasoning, which we learn in Sif Beis. However, but the Ramah over there is more lenient. Shom dehevi das Rashi, the Torah bring down in the name of Rashi in the Torah, gam b'mutol b'chama shu korov lasriach nami shori lo tzilushus acher. They will bring down the opinion that one would be able to move the mace even in this situation to another rishus to prevent the deterioration of the mace from the sun. You'd be allowed to move it to the shade, and this is in fact the chen pasach habach lohokel. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that this was also the Bach's opinion to be lenient in this situation. It's Hashem. We will learn this when we get to Sif Beis in more detail. The explanation for this can also be seen in more detail in the Bir Halach over here. Dibur Amaschel lo yital telenu klal ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Vav writes that this is called tiltul, even though it's tiltul minatzad, when you're doing it l'shem for the muktzah. Umitamze also lidchov ayde kana. Based upon this reasoning, a person can take some sort of a stick and move something and be metaltul something over here, lidchov ayde kana, davashu muktzah. And this is brought down the name of the Taz that you can't do this. Ah, he says, however, But if you're doing it because you need the place where the muktzah item is, then you're not doing it for the muktzah, you're doing it for the place, and it's shari, it's permissible. Because in this situation, you're moving the muktzah item over here, but for the purposes of something that you need that is mutter, the place. And this we'll learn also the common besiv ches. We've already discussed this over there in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Kuf Tes Vav, and Dirshu Foot number 8 explains to us that we said over there, Shemutu Ligro Klipos Be'ashulchan Ayde Sakin, you're allowed to scrape off the crumbs from the table, the peels or the waste from the table, using a knife over here, because you need the place of the table. Mishum Shehutu Tiltu Menatzad, Letzorach Dover Mutter, because that's called a Tiltu Menatzad for a appropriate good usage, as opposed to just for the purposes of the Muktzah item itself. Very interesting, Dirshu Foot number 5. He brings down a tremendous kula from the Sefer HaChaim from Shlomo Kluger, Zatzal. And he says, if the mace is a Rosha Mefursum, if he's a well-known, horrible person, then Ein Letaltelo Ayde Kikro Tinok, Bishul Limnoa Es Bizyona, because you want this mace to get this punishment, so to say, in this world rather than having the world to come. I think a riot to this would be from what Chizkiyah HaMelech did for his father Achaz. When his father Achaz passed away, he dragged his bones through the street and didn't give him the royal burial in order that his father, who was a Oved Avodah Zarah, should be punished, so to say, in this world rather than the world to come. So Shlomo Kluger seems to say the same thing over here, that you don't want to remove the bizyonos from this mace over here if he was a Rosh HaMefursim. However, the Tzitz Eliezer of Oldenburg Zatzal brings down that the minhag is not like this, and Rav Zilberstein Shlita in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed quotes his father-in-law Rav Yashiv Zatzal, and he says Shezahu Horah Mechudeshes. This is a novel, new approach, and Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld Zatzal also said that's not the halacha. We have a little bit of time, so let us begin Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Meis Shehisriach Bebayis, if there's Nebuch a Meis that's decomposing in the house. V'nimtza Mizbaze Benachayim, and as a result, the Meis is becoming, so to say, denigrated in the eyes of all the living. As well, Behei Mizbaze Mimenu, and likewise, the people who are the relatives or the people living over there are also, therefore, being embarrassed, so to say, by the Meis. Therefore, the Mechaber writes, Mutur Lohotzio LeKarmelis, you're allowed to go and move this Meis to a different location, even to a different Rishus, in a Karmelis. The Ramah interjected over here. I read the words Mutal Otsio Lakamos before the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, Yeshomim Dafilu Lois Riach Adain. Even if the mace has not started to decompose, El Shakar Vla Sriach, it's just near to decomposing, brought down the name of the Tur and Rashi and the Ran, as we said before, in the Mishnah Berurah. So then, again, the Pesach over here is Mutal Otsio Lakamos. The Mechaber says you can do this only if it's started to decompose. And the Ramah says, even if it hasn't started to decompose, you can move it to a Karmelis. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'mhoyo lehem makom lotzeis bo ein motzino so elav sheminichin oso b'makom v'yotzim heim." He says, "However, if the people could leave over there, then you don't have the right to go move the mace. The people should leave the mace over there, and the people should leave themselves." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Zayin, "The gadol kavod abrios. We're allowed to do this all over here because of the greatness of kavod abrios, human dignity. Shadochel lo sase de devrem, that pushes aside a derabbanan prohibition. A lo sase de devrem is a derabbanan." That which the Mechaber said, but if you could have the people leave, that's better. That's according to Hudas Rambam. The time or the reasoning of the Rambam, the Sfir Lei, he holds the Ikar Heter, the whole Heter over here is Mikovud Kovud Achayim, is Mipnei Kovud Achayim, it's because of the living. And Shachayim is Bazim, the living are embarrassed over here that they're in the midst of a decaying mace. Gamkin Aideisha Mace Nisrach Vin Isbazim, and they're embarrassed that the mace itself is being Isbazim, but the Ikar Kovud over here is the Kovud of the Chayim. And therefore, the Rambam holds, Lekach, B'yesh Lehem Mokum Losi Nishom, if they could easily leave and go to another place for Shabbos, the Sulekha Kovud Achayim, therefore there's no embarrassment anymore to them, Ein Mosino So. Then you don't have the right to go and take the mace out. Levad, mimesha babasvina. One exception being a mace that's coming on a boat. Amr besofa sif, that's brought down at the end of the sif, which we'll learn tomorrow shia. Shamu bizoyan godol a mace. Therefore, it's a great denigration to the mace over there. Kisha enum yehudim, it's asrin sviosav. There's all these goyim around them and they're not removing the mace. Vechoshel lechvodo. In that situation, it's a pagam on the cover of the mace. Masha ein kein lahocha. But here in this situation, leka bizoyan kokach le mace. Kivin she munach bemokum shein roed. He's alone here in the house, so there's no bizoyan. Furthermore, kivin shekvar hisviach, he's already deteriorated, nebuch, he's decomposed, so it's too late, so to say. That kavod ha-meis is already gone. V'da, furthermore, he says, deladasa yeshomer manal, shemekilim b'korv la-sviach, even according to Ramah, that says you're allowed to, if it's even korv la-sviach, afilu yesh le-mokum lotzeis mutalot siyo, in this situation, you would be allowed to go and move him over there to prevent him from being masriach. One would be allowed to move him to prevent the decay. Finally, Deshu foot number 9 brings out an important point, that there's a concern over here that they're going to do an autopsy of the mace, so Rav Nissen Karlish Shlita says you would be allowed to move the mace in that situation as well. With that, we conclude today's shir.